This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, what do you say we do a podcast? Hello, hello, hello. It is it's Tuesday. Al, it's been a while since I've seen you. How you been?
Hi there, Jerry. Good. Had a rough evening last night, and I'm going to walk into a rough afternoon when I get home. Last night, my dog, I went to bed around 8:30. Around 11:30, she was waking me up frantically, which means she has to go do diarrhea, which she did. She went out, did some diarrhea at 11:30, got her back in. I went back to bed 2 minutes before my alarm went off at 2. She was like, I got to go do diarrhea again. Yeah. So went out to diarrhea. So I appreciate her urgency. She does tell me. So then I came in and I was like, you know what? I'm going to give her Imodium, as what humans will take.
Hold that 1 second.
Yeah.
You realize the absurdity of what you just
said?
Yes. I'm going to talk about the dog.
Oh.
Went to bed at 8:30.
Yeah.
And 2 minutes before my alarm went off at 2.
Yeah. Oh, after having gotten up at 11:30.
Holy crap.
And I know people deal with children that are sick, and they get sick in the middle of the night and all these things.
Yes.
So I gave the dog Imodium, which humans take, but dogs can take it as well. Eddie gives it to his dogs. I got the okay from numerous dog people whom I trust. And normally that works. Normally the bad part about that is that the dog doesn't poop for like...
It binds him.
A day or 2 days.
Yeah.
But I was like, I kind of have to do this. So gave her the Imodium. She ate it. Around 9 o'clock, I had a text message from my dog walker.
Ew.
Who said, Whimsy's the belly's not feeling good. Before I arrived, she did diarrhea on your downstairs rug twice.
Oh, boy. That's just sitting there.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
Now, she may clean it. She has in the past, which is very nice.
That's tremendous, actually.
Very nice.
That's beyond nice.
It's beyond nice. But, you know, this place is still going to smell.
Yeah,
and I'm still going to have to figure out what to do with this rug.
We're burning down the condo.
But I feel bad for the dog, too, because they don't want to poop in the house. She's probably whining and that sort of thing. So,
and you still got another, before you're home, another hour and a half.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And I like to eat when I go home. I can't eat where there's a smell of diarrhea going on.
You might want to stop on the rest stop somewhere. Stop at a rest stop on the parkway.
That's not a terrible idea. Whenever I drive by that Chick-fil-A on the turnpike turning into the parkway, right before exit 11 on
there's
the turnpike.
There's a Chick-fil-A in there?
There's a Chick-fil-A in there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I would love Chick-fil-A.
So stop on the turnpike and get some Chick-fil-A, eat in peace, and then go home and deal with crap.
And then go home and be like, okay, listen, I'm going to settle in. I'm going to clean this up.
At least your belly's full.
Going to let the dog feel better and all that stuff. Yeah, so it's weird. I share my medicine cabinet with my dog. She takes all the same medicines I take.
It looks like you. Crazy.
Yeah. Pepcid for acid reflux, anti-diarrhea medicine, Viagra. I mean, all the pills.
You give a female dog Viagra.
Yes. That's right. I give a female dog Viagra.
Oh, that's funny.
What else do I have here, Jerry? Oh, around the Christmas holiday, I was doing some Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're aware of this. Maybe you are aware of this. You know, people talk about Amazon, and oh, you're always getting from people get from Amazon, yeah. and that's bad for other stores, and Amazon. But Amazon's so convenient.
Yes, stuff. It is.
But I realized that during my Christmas shopping, there are certain items, like I'll buy stuff from Amazon if I think there's no chance I have to return it. If I feel like there's a chance it's going to have to go back, I don't want to.
Oh, I have no issue with it anymore.
But just it's a more of a pain. I don't mind. It's just a more of a pain in the neck.
Well, it is and it's not. I can take it to Kohl's right down the block from my house.
Yeah, and
they pack it and ship it everything.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Which without that, pain in the ass.
Yeah.
I gotta box it up. And you just,
right.
But now the Kohl's thing. Oh.
Yeah, I'm actually curious if they're still doing that. I think they
by
are.
By me, they are.
Yeah. I do have a Kohl's by me. But I did notice that Best Buy, both Best Buy and the Apple Store, if you buy on their website, they'll bring it to your house.
Okay.
And not even shipping. Like, they'll send a carrier or a messenger or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
And drop it, which I thought was for free, which I think is a really nice service. Like, to me now, if I'm going to buy an electronic, I will probably most likely buy it from Best Buy.
Okay.
Because of that delivery situation, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And Apple does it too, but how often do you buy an Apple products? Because you buy
me,
a
I'm
phone.
Not.
Right. Even if you buy a phone, I buy a phone once every 4 years, iPad every 4 or 5 years.
My son's phone.
Yeah.
This pisses me off. So my little guy.
What's he got? What model?
iPhone 8, I think.
Okay.
He's 11.
Yeah.
We gave it to him for his birthday. It was Matthew's old phone, which he had for 2 years probably. Matthew upgraded to, I don't even know, the 11.
They're
I'm
13
not even sure.
Now.
I don't even know. It's not the 13.
They have a 12.
Yeah, I forget which, but Matthew got up. When his birthday passed about a year and a half ago, he upgraded to whatever the new one was.
Right.
And I was fine with that. He was turning 17. I didn't care. Or when he was turning 16. So we held on to that phone for 6 months because Joseph was turning 11. And we figured, you know what, we'll give him his phone finally. We held out all his friends had him for 2 years. And he's a good kid. He was fine. He had his iPad in the house. He was fine. So we give him this phone, scrub it. Said all the bring it to the store. They put all through the default settings. It was for him. It was a brand new phone. He didn't know any better. Got him his own number. Everything was great.
Nice new case. Did he get a nice new case?
100%. No nonsense. About 2 weeks ago, Kim's calling him. He's not picking up. So she calls me. She goes, "Tell Joseph to pick up the phone." I'm like, "Okay." I'm like, "Phone's not ringing though." Like, I'm with him. She goes, "It's got to be ringing." I'm like, okay, then maybe it's on silent. I pick up his phone. I'm like, nothing. So she hangs up. She calls again. She calls me. She goes, pick up the phone. I'm like, it's not ringing. So she brings it to the store just on Saturday. They get the tech guy to come out. Yeah, sorry. She what do you mean sorry? She goes, we can fix this, but this is going to cost hundreds of dollars. There's some sort of thing that trips that is burned out after so many hours or something. She goes, and the idea is you're going to upgrade now. She goes, it's for an 11-year-old. He loves his phone. There's no need to upgrade. He goes, well, the phone's useless. What do you mean the phone's useless? There's nothing wrong with it. He texts. He does his FaceTime. He does everything with it. There was nothing wrong with the phone. And the guy's like, I don't know what to tell you. He goes, I can fix it. It's going to cost a few hundred bucks. You're better off buying a new phone. And she comes to him. She goes, you're right. These bastards. I'm like, I'm done with Apple, you mother effers.
The phone I had was an 8 as well, which I just upgraded. And there were many times recently where Gina would be like, I called you. You didn't call me back. I have no calls here from you. And then I would do the same. I would call her.
Yeah.
And she'd call me. She goes, you didn't call me when you were supposed to. I go, I did. No, you didn't. I'm like, I have it on my screen. It says I called.
And she's got nothing.
And nothing. No rings.
Now
no
you
nothing.
See why.
Yes.
I hate that. I really hate that.
Me too.
That's not right. These effers, man.
It isn't right.
It's not right.
So shout out to, I know, listen, Best Buy is a big box store as well.
Sure,
it's not like I'm ordering from mom and pop electronics.
But it's not Amazon.
But it's not Amazon.
Not Amazon. I actually went to Best Buy yesterday because my wife got me a GoPro for Christmas, which I did not expect, which I love. And so I went and bought some accessories yesterday. And the girl, I shouldn't say woman, she couldn't have been more than 25. As good an experience as I've ever had in that store, and I haven't had many. Usually they're rude and they're in my experience. She was great yesterday.
Did you get an accessory where you could wear the camera on your head?
I did.
Really?
Yes, I did. I sure did. I bought that. I bought the bendable clamp.
Yeah.
And I bought the little tripod. I can't wait because I take so much of the kids' games.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's not so easy. There's nowhere to put the tripod. Now I can clamp it to a fence. I can wear it on my hat. Oh, I'm fired up. I can't wait. I just got to learn how to edit. I'm trying. Yeah. I have the software on the phone and the desktop. I'd rather do it on the desktop.
It's their own GoPro software?
It's called an app called Quick, where you do it on your phone. But then I downloaded a video editing software as well for the desktop that I thought would be easier. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. It's not like editing audio at all.
Yeah.
I'm so confused by the... And I even was doing a tutorial trying to understand everything. I'm an hour. I'm like, wow, I've gotten nowhere. So I got to learn. Maybe Izzo can help me one day.
Yeah.
Because that, to me, would be awesome.
Yeah, the video editing is not
easy.
Yeah, it's a skill.
It's a skill.
Yeah, and we think, like, this is one of the things when Izzo had first started in our digital department. You know, if you've never tried to do it yourself, people don't realize when Izzo does one of those cartoons... like a Thanksgiving or a Christmas Eve cartoon or something, that takes forever.
I'm sure.
And people think, like, I know definitely, like, in sales or even, like, I know Craig busts his balls, like, hey, I gave you that video, edit it. It just takes so much longer than you think it would if you've never tried doing it.
Well, especially if you're used to cutting audio sound, you can do that. That's quick.
Right, and now you're layering audio and video.
It's hard.
And they want intros and...
It's a skill.
It's a lot of skills.
So I really want to learn it if I can.
Well, I look forward to seeing some of your GoPro head videos.
Yeah,
where your head is the.
I got home yesterday. I put it on, and Kim's like, "You look like a miner, you fool! Take that off." I'm like, well, you know what? When I'm on the baseball field, it'll be neat.
Right, it'll be very neat, especially if somebody hits a screaming liner back at you in batting practice.
I told you, there's only one game I didn't tape this year, and it's the one game my son hit his first home run.
Right,
it's the only game I didn't tape. That won't be the case anymore. I will have my
No, GoPro. You'll have it.
Yes, I will.
You'll have a shot from your head or the tripod thingy gripping onto the cage around home plate.
That's
clamp.
Exactly right.
I realized this last week, I think this came out, that Mike Francesa is a free agent, a media free agent.
Yeah, I was surprised it took that long.
Me too. They said that I guess he has still had a contract with Odyssey.
Yeah, I guess they let him out of it.
Yeah.
But you're not working.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird.
Or they say, we don't want you anymore, but you're not working. We'll pay you.
I don't know which one that was. But
your old non-compete.
Or there's sometimes when the contract runs out, you have a six-month non-compete or whatever it is. But, so they say he's free. And they were like, oh, you know, some of the media people are like, where will Mike end up?
Where is there to go, though?
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's nowhere to go. Like, I don't know. There's no more big splashes.
Not anymore.
Like, it used to be, like, I'm on a radio station. This is in, like, the 80s and 90s, even then the 90s, probably.
Sure.
Even the full 90s, maybe early 2000s. If a radio station flipped formats, it was a big deal. And initially, the radio station would get huge ratings, and then it would taper back down to where it would settle in. But there was always, like, a big splash, and I can't think of anybody signing anywhere that it would be a huge splash.
Not really. The only thing that I think would be huge, and it will never happen, I think if Stern came back, even at his age, I think that would make major headlines if he came back to regular radio.
Yes.
On like a 5-year deal to end his career at 92.3. I'm just throwing that out there. That would be a big deal. But I'm kind of with you.
But even I think that would be a big deal. But I think if he came back to terrestrial radio and did the show he's currently doing, that would fall away because people would expect the show they remember.
You might be right.
From 15 years
ago. Also, his audience is older.
Right.
The younger people, like my son, doesn't know who he is.
Yeah, that's funny. Craig always talks about that. His kids know Howard Stern as the America's Got Talent judge.
Right, yes.
Well, how nice he is and friendly.
That's when I say my kids don't know who he is. I mean, as a radio broadcaster. That's exactly how they know him on that show.
And now with just so many different streaming services and podcasts and all these things, there's nowhere to go to make a big splash.
There's so much content. It's insane.
Right.
Did you see in the elevator who's got a new podcast?
Who?
The U.S. Postal Service. I swear to God.
Who's listening to that?
I have no... fellow postman? I don't know.
Okay. Fellow postman. I could see that.
I mean, that's niche.
Very niche.
That is niche. I don't know.
This week's episode, how to ward off a dog attack.
Maybe. Well,
this week we'll discuss junk mail. Should we just throw it out?
We did have, speaking of post people, during the holidays. So I was waiting for my wife's gift to come from, not Amazon, but it was coming UPS. And as it turned out, my wife was waiting for my GoPro to come from Walmart or Amazon, one of those. I forget which one. So we were out and our camera goes off and we look at it and it's the delivery guy. He's dropping off big boxes. We get home like an hour later. There's nothing there.
Uh-oh.
Now, our camera, the way it works, is it only records with motion. I don't keep it on because it'll run through the battery. Right. I don't need to.
Yeah, it kicks in when it senses something.
So, oddly enough, we see the video. All right, great. One of us is like, all right, the gift got there. We weren't sure which one, but we get home. There's nothing there. So, long story short, we go to the camera, and somehow the camera got turned off. Right after that video. She swears she didn't. One of us must have turned it off by mistake. And then we're waiting. 3 days later, everything showed up. So weird. I mean, she was freaking out.
So the Amazon person took the packages back?
They must have. They must have been at the wrong house.
Oh.
We just saw a delivery guy with boxes and thought, all right, our stuff's there. We got home about 90 minutes later, and there was nothing there. So he must have put, and he was talking on the phone. So he must have just been at the wrong house one or two over when he realized it and took it back. But we didn't see that on camera.
Did you originally think porch pirates?
I did. Absolutely, I did. Yeah, 100%. Why wouldn't I think that?
Yeah.
So, boxes.
When I'm walking around, I walk the dog around the neighborhood. When I'm walking around and I see packages on people's...
Yeah.
I'm always like, if I was a porch pirate, I could just take this.
Yes, very easily.
But so many people have rings.
Everyone's got a camera, but again... I mean, you put a hat over your forehead and a mask up. Right. The hell are you recognizing anybody?
Right.
There's no way.
Yeah.
So, very happy that that was not the case.
Yes. Well, that's good. You got your GoPro. What did you get your wife, may we ask?
Yeah, you know what I got? I wound up getting her was this rectangular piece of crystal, basically.
All right.
And you send them a photograph, which I sent of the boy, of my kids. One with Joseph's in uniform, baseball uniform, and Matthew's right behind him. Great smiles from both of them. And they, I don't even know how they do it, but it's like they cut it into the glass in the middle.
Etched in?
In the middle. So when you walk around, you see it from every angle, from
on
top.
Right?
It is awesome. And you etch something, you know, a little phrase on it, and it lights up with different color. It's really cool. It's one of the cooler gifts I ever got. So, yeah, that's what I got her.
That's pretty good. Was she excited about that? I bet she was.
More than I would have ever dreamt.
Really?
Yeah. She thought it was one of the coolest things she's ever gotten.
Nice.
So it worked out. Not too bad.
That was a good, thoughtful gift.
It was. It wasn't just a shirt or, you know, it was good.
By the way, Gina has your calendar up in her kitchen.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. That's a good thing.
She said, I don't know. Sometimes it's depressing.
It is depressing.
I go, but they're beautiful photos. It's only nice. Depressing if you read the saying that goes along with the beautiful photo.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So clearly I'm going to do this again next year. And I'm not donating 90% of the money.
No.
But I'll definitely go a 50-50 split for sure. I'm not going to do that. So if I booked a trip and took all my pictures for the calendar, is that a tax-deductible trip for a business expense?
Sounds like it.
Like, how would it not be? I sold 600 calendars.
I think it would be.
Where should I go? I'm serious. Like, why would that not be? It did generate, you know, what? I don't even know. It generated $12,000, essentially. Is that right? No, maybe not. I forget how much. But we donated 1,000 to Boomer, 5,000 to the baseball team, and then all of the shipping costs. And, I mean, we took in a lot of money.
Now, can you write that off on your taxes?
That's a really good question.
As like a donation, you did the work, you paid the
Well, I mean, it would be through, so the business, I do have an LLC.
Oh, okay.
And so I paid for this tournament through that. So that'll be, I'm hoping, a donation that way. No, personally, it will not be.
Yeah.
No, but maybe for my quote-unquote company, or whatever that, for whatever you call that. That should be something, for sure, I hope.
I don't know if you're aware of this, Jerry, but on Friday, we turn into a Google company. A Google, we'll be
what
using.
What does that mean?
That means like your email, in order to get your email,
yeah.
you will be signing into Google.
Okay.
To get it. And they're going to use all like the Google.
That's great. It's me.
I'm using all that now too. Google Drive.
Yeah.
Google Docs. Google Slides.
I live
Google
off that stuff.
Yeah. So you'll have a separate account on your
great
WFAN mail.
Sounds good to me.
That's where we're doing that Friday.
Will it still be our regular email though?
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay.
But you'll just access it through the Google situation.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm running my business through Google, so.
I'm slowly turning to Google. I ordered instead of, my Alexas have been not working great.
Ours either.
I just ordered the Google
Home?
Google Home. And the Google Home audio
mm-hmm.
speaker. I just got them actually from Best Buy.
Yep.
They arrived yesterday.
That's great.
I wanted something to do today, Jerry. So I'm gonna.
Pretty soon, you'll be buying the Google phone.
Yeah, I do like the Google world.
I think it's just easier.
It seems very easy. We'll see how smooth it is.
I swear by it. So
I'm looking forward to it.
We shall see.
I'm gonna set it up right after I clean up diarrhea. So okay. Clean up diarrhea.
When you have heartburn, nausea, indigestion, or as they say, a dog's upset stomach.
Upset stomach, diarrhea. Then I'm gonna hook up my stuff.
All right.
And then we'll be back here tomorrow to do the warm-up program, I believe.
I hope so.
Yes.
That's the goal.
That is the goal. We will see you then at 5 a.m. Until then, Jerry, I say see you.
Mm. I say stay alive.
Okay. See you.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry, don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
All right, here we go, a couple minutes after 5 o'clock or so. What do you say? It is Tuesday morning, the Eddie Scazzarian. It's really good to see you. And, of course, the handsome fellow to my left, his name is Al Jonathan Dukes. What's up, man?
Good morning, Jerry. It's good to see you. Yesterday, I was expecting to see you, and you're not here, and CeeLo was on some fugazi piece of equipment. It really started off. You know, Jerry, I was gone for 2 weeks. I was all pumped to come back in, and I wanted to leave immediately.
I was never coming in yesterday. I think you know that.
Yeah. Yeah, I did know that.
Yes. I was supposed to be flying home from Dallas.
Oh, yeah. So you missed the doing the Cowboy Cardinal game. That's
yes, I did. Yes, I did.
But which you don't want to infect awesome. Danny White with COVID. Imagine if you hurt your former boyhood idol, White.
I had to make a decision by Thursday because clearly if I couldn't go, they had to get credentials and figure everything and find someone else to do the game. I woke up Thursday morning. You should hear the open of the show Thursday. I had a bail and call for Sal to help.
So
I couldn't talk.
What is your situation right now? Because I'm going to tell you, you sit next to Mr. Boomer. So
yeah.
I said, don't sound 100%. He's
really?
Going to be, he's going to be nervous.
I actually feel pretty good today.
Oh.
No, I got approval. So with the new CDC guidelines,
which are what?
The 5 days and then
5 days
improving
from when?
Conditions. Well, I mean, I've been ever since Friday much better.
Oh, okay. What's today? Tuesday?
Today's Tuesday.
Okay, good.
So I asked Spike, do I come in today or
right.
do I come in Wednesday? And based on the timeline,
okay.
today is the day.
All right.
So I feel great. Actually, this is probably the best I have felt because, I did not feel well for about 5 weeks prior.
Right.
This is the best I have felt since mid-November.
All right. So you had the COVID?
Oh, yeah. I had it.
Where do you go from?
Like, it had me.
All I hear is that there's no test available. So where do you go to even know if you have COVID?
Well, I have the Binex at-home tests from Abbott Labs.
Yeah.
I bought before the holiday. Well, before the holidays, I bought a whole bunch of them.
You hoarded a COVID test?
If you want to call it that. No one was hoarding them at the time. Now I think it would be hoarding them.
Right, because now everyone wants them.
Yeah, and now you can't get them. So.
Right.
Good luck.
So, like, if I don't feel well, what do I do?
I don't know. I honestly have no idea because you... Right now, if you want to go get a test, for work purposes or, like, for instance, Rutgers now, if you're going to go to a game at Jersey Mike's Arena,
yeah.
you have to show proof of vaccine or a negative test within 72 hours. Now, in the past, that's been no problem. Oh, I need a test. I'll go get a test. Now you're 10 days out.
Right. Yeah, no.
It's almost impossible.
Al, you could use the CBS thing that they still
right,
have.
Right, but I got to wait a day to get it, a day to send
oh,
it back.
I forgot about
a day
that.
To...
Well, you can just order one or two now.
That's anyway. True.
And then...
I totally forgot about that, Eddie.
I'm going to put that on my to-do list for today.
Eddie. Yeah, you should.
And also, I have a few rapid tests at home.
Is that right?
Two tests, because my sister-in-law had ordered them on Amazon or whatever.
All right.
So there you go.
The problem is all these people just testing themselves that have no symptoms. You're taking tests away from
that's true.
Important people like on-air talent at WFAN.
Well, but actually, no, because you still have access to them, whereas others don't.
I suppose.
You do.
I suppose,
which I forgot
Jerry.
About. I didn't even know we could do that. Oh, you just
yeah,
some
I used
coffee.
I used one. You need paper towels?
Yes.
We're off to a wonderful start.
I spilled coffee.
All right, so you spilled coffee today. Yesterday, CeeLo was on a remote.
Yeah, I'm going to take a photo of this.
Hold on, Eddie. Don't clean it yet. Eddie. We need something for digital. Stupid. Oh,
stinks. Thank you, Eddie.
Oh, my goodness. So there you go. The warm-up show ripping and roaring.
And, Jerry, I definitely didn't get on any of the important buttons.
That's a good thing. It's also a good thing no one sits there.
Well, someone sits here.
Not really. But the only person that sits there is when we have four people in the studio, which is almost never. So as long as you can turn the mic on, we're good.
I can, Jerry.
I just mean you have to use the computer.
Right. I see what you're saying.
That's all.
So I was reading something on the 1010 Wins Twitter feed right before coming on the air that made me quite nervous. Not COVID related at all.
Is the China thing?
No China thing. This is here
missiles?
In the good old US of A, Jerry.
Okay.
I guess they're rolling out 5G, you know, like Verizon, yeah. AT&T, and they were supposed to have it rolled out by tomorrow, I think.
Okay.
In a lot of cities. This 5G, which I don't know, is it going to be... I feel like we're... pretty fast right now. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine 5G being faster, but evidently it is. The airlines went, could you give us 2 weeks? Because we think it's going to interfere with the airplanes.
Oh, no. Well, it's a good thing I'm not flying for 2 weeks.
And then the phone companies were like, listen, we'll give you 2 weeks, but we need to roll this out.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't want planes falling from the sky because of 5G.
Neither do I.
Not only
for the people on the plane, but the people on Earth.
Right.
That's not good for
the
anybody.
The people on Earth, the people on the plane, 5G.
Holy moly. Wow. Yeah. That's so bad.
Yeah, I got very nervous. Yeah,
where are you flying to in the next couple weeks?
Nowhere, but I don't want planes falling out of the sky.
That's
a lot of planes go
funny.
Over the ocean, Jerry,
I'm
and
sure
I live
they
by
do.
The ocean. I don't want planes diving into the ocean.
Were you on the cutoff line for the snow? By you.
A dusting.
Oh, just a
we
dusting?
Just got a dusting.
Okay.
It was quite cold, though.
Yeah, no, it still is. It's only 19 degrees right now.
I wore, like, the hat that people in Minnesota wear with the fur along the forehead.
In your condo?
No.
I was going to say, you could try turning the heat on.
When I was walking the dog.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
this
that.
This is bad dog walking
the dog.
Weather.
This is not great dog walking weather.
The only good thing is if your dog has diarrhea, it makes it a little easier to pick up because it's cold. It freezes a little bit.
Oh, that's lovely.
Hello.
Is that what you're dealing with?
That's, yes, last
Still,
night.
I feel like dog has had diarrhea since you got her.
No, this dog, things have been great. My 2-week vacation, Jerry, the dog slept in. It was great.
Look at that.
Last night, I went to bed at 8:30. She woke me up at 11:30 because she had diarrhea.
Oh, that's terrible.
She made me take her outside, but she was right. She was right to be panicked.
Yeah, you don't want that on the floor.
I do not want that on the floor.
Ugh.
So all good, Jerry. It's good to have you back. It's good to 5G is not being rolled out until we test it with the airlines.
Yeah,
we have a lot of items here to discuss. One, I see that Antonio Brown was. In Brooklyn,
he was
to watch the Nets game when everyone thought that he had got thrown out of New Jersey for leaving the Jet game the other day.
That is very true.
Turns out he went to. How do you suppose he gets? Like he wasn't planning on going to that game, probably.
No, because he should have
seats,
been,
Jerry.
Cash.
Give me cash.
Here was Ian noticing.
Well, if you were wondering, where's Antonio Brown? He is not in Tampa. He's in Brooklyn.
He was just sitting there. Listen, the guy's got a lot of money, and I'll tell you this. Part of it is he's still doing Cameo, to where he was posting some clips yesterday about Ben Roethlisberger's career maybe not being over.
He didn't say that it was his last game in Hinesville, so we can't speculate and recollate upon him not playing anymore.
Good point, Jared. I don't want you speculating or recollating.
I don't know what that means.
Me neither, but it sounds like...
Is recollate a word?
Speculate and recollate.
I've heard of speculate.
Right.
I've never heard of recollate.
Well, listen to MB.
Is it a word?
Not that I'm aware of either. I've not heard of that word. Recollate?
Relocate is.
Oh, okay.
He said recollate. He didn't say relocate.
Maybe the person who sent them the message, you know,
played
spelled
it for
it
a fool.
Wrong.
I didn't think of that. That's
you spelled
very
it wrong.
But I don't. I'll tell you what. Watching the video, he was not reading.
He was not.
He was not
off the cuff.
At that 100%, he was in a car. You spilled your coffee. There's nothing left.
Yeah, I thought there was one little sip left.
Hal's trying to drink an empty cup of coffee. He was in a car, maybe going to the Nets game. I don't know.
Right.
Because he was clearly in the city, and it did not look like he was reading to me.
But was that even a cameo, or he was just
that
doing
was a
shout-out
no,
message
was a cameo.
To Ben Roethlisberger?
No, that was a cameo. He mentioned Patrick in it.
It was interesting that yesterday, and it happened here on this radio station, on the morning program in particular, people just diagnosing Antonio Brown with a CTE and mental issues due to CTE based on no information. But it was like all day long.
Kind of what we do every day anyway.
I know, but it's different when you go... This guy's got mental issues.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Because he got hit in the head. Meanwhile, guys get drilled in the head every day in football, wrestling, the UFC,
boxing. Yeah, absolutely. Hockey, like crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
We don't do diagnosing from there.
I will leave it at this. He's an odd guy.
Odd character.
Because he was an odd guy years back.
Yes. They said he was an odd guy living at home with his parents. Right. He was... He's
out there. And if there's something wrong with him, I hope he gets the help he needs. And if he's not, he's just an odd guy.
Right.
I guarantee you, he'll end up on some network. Guaranteed, some network will want him.
I hope they don't replace Boomer with him on the NFL Today. Boomer. We need to come to you. But if Antonio Brown leaves mid-show, we will bring you back.
Yeah, right. And takes a shirt off.
And if he takes a shirt off,
there was one funny... the internet, what is the phrase? The internet's undefeated?
Yes.
There was one guy who posted the picture of Antonio Brown in the end zone. I don't know if you saw this, with no shirt on and his arms up in the air. And because of the way you can edit, he put him holding a giant poster with Harden, Durant, and Irving's face on it. As if like going to Brooklyn. It looks real too. Yeah. That's why it's so funny.
Oh, the internet's terrific.
Oh,
I don't know
God.
How to do all that Photoshop stuff, but the people who know how to do it are quite good at it.
Very talented. It's also scary because they can put your face. I saw one thing where there are certain celebrities that are finding their face showing up in pornographic videos.
Well, there's a thing called the deep fakes, I believe they're called. And they started doing it with Tom Cruise.
Okay.
But it looks like Tom Cruise is like doing all sorts of... These were not pornographic things. These are just regular weird things. That,
right.
But it wasn't Tom Cruise.
But
it looks so real.
By calling themselves deep fakes, they're telling you it's not real.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's okay in a way. The problem is you can do that and put it out there.
Right.
Then what?
Then what happens?
Like if there was a video surfacing...
Yeah.
Of you in a pornographic video,
yes.
And it looked legit.
Right.
Like, let's say it was Mike Glennon. They put your face on Glennon's body.
Like, big, long neck.
Would she believe you?
No.
Right, because it's right there.
Yeah, it's right there. Video. All we ever say, Jerry, is give me video evidence.
Oh, my gosh. Easy to do.
There it is.
Yeah.
Speaking of Brooklyn, I guess Kyrie's coming back tomorrow.
He'll be in Indiana tomorrow night.
In Indiana, yeah.
Yep. Yep.
So the Knicks play Indiana tonight.
Tonight at the Garden.
The Nets play Indiana in Indiana tomorrow night.
Correct.
And Kyrie's back.
Yeah.
I say he drops 50.
He might.
Yes.
He very well could. I wouldn't be surprised. He's going to be motivated as hell,
yeah.
As you know. I just don't know. Part of why he's coming back is, and if you watch the games, you will see that Durant plays 40, not last night, but Durant plays 40, 42 minutes a night. Harden's been playing a ton. And they need to cut down on some of the minutes. So part of why they... And all the COVID stuff. There's a whole bunch of reasons why he's coming back. But I'd be curious to see how much he can play his first game.
Oh, he's ready to go.
He might. I mean, he says he's been playing, but, you know, running in a college gym and a high school gym with your buddies is not like playing in the NBA. I mean, he's going to be able to give him 35 minutes tomorrow night. I don't know. Maybe he will be able to. Like, he's shot out of a cannon. I'm not sure.
I'm rooting for him.
All right, welcome aboard.
I'm a Net fan, Jerry.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay. I'm a rooting for him.
Now you're a Net
especially
fan.
Especially if they win tomorrow night. And you will
you're a
have
fan of David Dukes?
David Dukes? Who's that?
Well, it's David Duke, actually. He's on the Nets.
There's a guy named David Duke on the Nets?
Yeah, David Duke Jr., yes, he's on the Nets.
Junior? It's not the racist guy's no. kid, is it?
No, it's not.
That would be weird.
No, it's not. I just figure his name is close to yours. Oh. I wasn't going there.
Oh, I see.
I feel like we've had this conversation
we
before.
Have.
I thought you'd remember that.
Yeah.
I just thought maybe you're a Net fan because a guy almost shares your last
no,
name.
No, no, no. But that would be cool to have on a jersey.
Yeah, it would be.
Duke.
Yeah.
Duke is Duke.
Duke.
Jerry, you will not have Mike Glennon to kick around anymore this season. I know you're busy kicking him while he's down.
I am not. No, I feel bad for him.
He is going to have wrist surgery. So he's going to miss this game. And evidently, Jake Fromm is the leader to start. But if he can't go, a fella named Brian Lewerke will face the Washington football team.
What does it matter?
Honestly, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. This is the worst offense I've ever seen assembled on a football field. It doesn't matter. I mean, please.
Wrist surgery.
Sunday was, and I didn't watch a lot of it. It was more of a, let's check where the Giants are at.
Let's check in on the Giants.
And it was comical. Yeah. There's no other word for it. Joe Judge yesterday, I did like this
Joe Judge.
One, where he talks about how you ask.
Look, people ask me a direct question, I give direct answers.
Okay, that's fine. I suppose that's the case. Then you've got, he was asked about Mike Glennon.
And just to get back to Mike real quick, was it a fracture in his wrist or what happened?
I'm not going to go through the specific diagnosis.
What happened to the ask a question?
The season's over. What difference
does it? We don't even care.
Just tell us he's having wrist surgery, whatever.
Right.
Oh, he is. I've gotten to the point now I feel bad for him because he's either clowning us or clowning himself. I don't know.
I think he's clowning us. Craig repeats a lot in the afternoon that there a couple of weeks ago, Joe Judge pretty much said he lies to the media.
Yes. And then yesterday he's saying, you ask, I answer. Yeah. No, you don't.
Yeah, you don't.
You never do. Oh, man. And the whole, and I'm not going to play them all now. I'll play them throughout the show. I'll never use anybody's scapegoat. Meantime, Jason Garrett got fired because the offense stunk.
Right.
How's that gone since?
Scapegoat.
Holy moly. It's just, and it's not even the fact that Daniel Jones has been hurt. Whatever. They're archaic.
I love when any team, and I guess it probably happens in sports radio in every city, where they'll go, well, listen, he is dealing with injuries.
Everybody's dealing with injuries. Every single team is dealing with injuries at some point in the season.
You're dealing with COVID players out, and you're dealing with injuries.
100%. And it's how do you make up for it? How do you play better? How does the next guy up actually play a representative position? Like, you don't need Mike Glennon to throw for 350 yards and four touchdowns, but is it asking too much that he can throw for, you know, 200 yards and a touchdown or two once in a while?
That would be something.
I mean, he's not. He has been in the league a long time. He did start many games.
And he
didn't win many of them, but
that long neck, Jerry, he could see over the line.
Giraffe
so
neck.
Much better, his big giraffe neck.
Yeah. So the whole thing is just, it is a mess. Now, I was sitting here with Sal last week, and Sal kept on the whole thing. Well, he's back. He's back. He's back. And I said, well, let's relax on that. I said, you may say he's back, and I got the report last week. I said, but they got blown out on Sunday. What if they get blown out this Sunday and next Sunday? All of a sudden, everything's fine. I don't buy that. And now it was worse than a blowout Sunday. You lost to a crappy team, and you had negative 10 net passing yards. And now you're playing Washington this weekend with no one in that building. They might get blown out again.
They said that it was the worst quarterback performance since a Ryan Leaf game in 98.
Ryan Leaf had a game that bad, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
But he was on cocaine and drugs and was terrible.
He's just Mike Glennon, and that don't impress us much. We got to take a break. It's 5:18.
You know what's next?
What?
It's Tuesday, Jerry.
Yeah, I know
that. Done this in a while.
Well, I did it. I did it last week. Did I do it last week? No, 2 weeks ago.
Fraudulent Five.
I did a solo warm-up show.
Oh,
I did three of them actually.
Three solo.
I did. It's an hour. Look at it. I look at it this way. You got guys that are doing midnight to five by themselves.
I don't know how.
I can do 1 hour.
Well, it's the thing. Yesterday when CeeLo first signed on at five, it was like this. I said, I can't have the audience hear this. I'll do a solo show.
Oh, boy.
And when he went away, until luckily they fixed it within legitimately 3 minutes.
Right.
I was like, what am I doing? And to fix it, Eddie left the room. I was like,
so you were by yourself?
I was just sitting here. I was like, oh boy. By the way, on a Monday after a football,
there's a ton of stuff going on.
I have two sheets worth.
And you panicked.
I was panicking.
Oh, that's tremendous. All right, well, there'll be no panic. We'll get the fraudulent five list of favorite teams for Al coming up next, and a whole lot to do. We've barely scratched the surface here on a Tuesday on The Fan.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Are we talking about Mad Dog Russo? Is that what we're doing here?
He doesn't own this song.
He doesn't. This is how he opens his show every day.
Oh, he does?
Yes. Which to me is hilarious.
Can I tell you, I've never once put on that show on.
Sure. Why would you?
Serious.
But why would you?
I don't know. It's a good question.
You don't want to. If you don't want to listen
to sports,
I
don't like sports,
why would you listen to Russo? I wouldn't expect you to. I would expect you to listen to music channels.
I know,
and maybe a talk show here and there that has something to do with not sports.
You know, I've listened to a Bruce Springsteen talk show.
I believe that. Why not?
What's your favorite?
I don't listen to Sirius.
Does Bruce still have a channel there?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, he does. So there's too many of them.
Yeah, he does a talk show. They do talk shows over there.
Yeah.
Jim Rotolo. And they'll be like, today we're talking about, what's your favorite Bruce song that mentions a woman?
I'm sure, and I bet you the phones light up.
Oh, light up. Jim, can you play Sandy? It reminds me of the end of summer and September arriving.
I got news for you. Last week, Sal would have begged for someone to call about songs about women, and then we could play the song. At one point, he texted me at one point, he goes, do we take calls on this station anymore?
Yeah, I kind of got into it a little back and forth yesterday with the Tiki and Tierney show.
Oh, man.
Tiki and Tierney debuted yesterday.
I know.
And they had tweeted out, let's start our first show by talking to Ira in Staten Island. I wrote back, what are we doing?
I love Ira.
What are we doing? I thought we were changing things up around here.
No, they're doing sports talk.
No, I know they're doing sports talk.
And they're going to let the callers call, and they're going to put guests on, and that'll be a hardcore sports show.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they do.
I thought Brandon is more like a in-your-face.
He's an in-your-face sports guy.
In-your-face sports
guy,
yeah.
100%.
We need more of that. You can't be in-your-face and be nice to guests.
The one thing I like about Brandon, always have, is that he's got... Remember one time Craig always said, if you got an opinion, even if you're proven wrong, stick to your opinion.
Yes.
That's Brandon.
Good.
Brandon is going to fight you tooth and nail, even
Love
if you
it.
Prove him wrong. He's going to go down swinging. Yeah, he's a good in-your-face... You know, he's says things with a lot of conviction.
Good. That's what I like.
Yeah, no, he's they're going to do well.
But it's sports, you said, yes?
It is. Yeah, right. It is. It's sports. I actually like it.
Jerry, you know what day it is, right?
I've heard, I could be wrong, I wasn't here yesterday, but I'm pretty sure it's Tuesday. And you know what that means? I forgot to intro you, I'm sorry. It means it's time now for the Al Dukes fraudulent list of five favorite teams. And I got news for you. One team's going to be off the list, and another team's going to be back on the list, and I'm not going to be happy.
Jerry, it is getting tight around here. We're heading into Week 18, which means that many playoff positions have already been taken. There are teams out of the playoffs now completely, and a couple teams hanging on. So I have a list of my five current favorite teams that I am rooting for in the NFL. There have been some weeks where it was difficult to find a fifth team or a fourth team,
even. I'm sure there have been.
This week, I had to keep one of my teams off because there are so many good ones I'm currently rooting
for.
And
they probably lost to another one you put back on. I know where you're going.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
I know you.
Number one, the team I'm currently rooting for the most, Arizona Cardinals. They're
suck,
back, baby.
Dude, you suck.
And in fact, I even bet them straight up against the Cowboys.
Yeah, good for you.
And I found myself rooting against the Cowboys. Because
you're not a Cowboy fan.
Well.
No, you don't
Jerry,
root against them and call yourself a fan.
Interesting, because the number two team on my list is the Dallas Cowboys.
God, we got to end this segment. Will you stop?
Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
You rooted against them on Sunday.
Number one, Cardinals. Number two, Dallas Cowboys. Oh, number three, and appearing for the first time ever on the Fraudulent Five list.
Really? Well, wait a minute. Hold on. A team on the list for the first time?
I believe this is the first time they've made the list.
Not the Eagles.
No.
They can't be.
No.
Okay.
The Bengals.
Oh, okay. You've never had the Bengals and Joe Burrow on the list?
Joe Burrow?
Burrow.
I mean, that Jamar Chase.
Wow, he was unbelievable.
That guy was so awesome.
They got very lucky, too. They got bailed out by a penalty the other day.
They did.
I mean, I don't know what in the hell he was doing, but it worked out. So,
hey, who's the Chiefs defensive coordinator? The guy who was here with the Giants? What's his name?
Spags. Spags. Steve Spagnuolo, the interim head coach.
Hey, Spags, how about you cover Lamar Chase?
Or Jamar Chase.
What did I call him?
Lamar.
Yeah, Jamar. J-A apostrophe M-A-R.
Well, they were going to sell out, and they were going to go after Burrow.
Okay.
And hope that the pressure
Joe
would
Barrow?
Get to him before he could get the ball downfield. Unfortunately, and I was going to tweet this Sunday night, but I just didn't feel like the conversation after the Cowboy game. It's very simple, the NFL. You win the game at the line of scrimmage. If you can block and you can pressure the quarterback, you're going to win games. And the Bengals did a nice job of fending off the Chiefs' defensive front, and he had time to get the ball downfield.
Yeah.
And one-on-one coverage, good luck.
That was impressive.
The reason the Cowboys lost Sunday, and this, if they play the Cardinals again, that defensive front for Arizona was unbelievable, and the Cowboys got no pressure on Kyler Murray. There's your game.
It is pretty simple. It is weird that the Jets beat the Bengals. The Jets beat the Titans.
And should have beat the Bucs.
And should have beat the Bucs. Number four on my list, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I just like the way they stuck it. Like the fact that Brady stuck it to the Jets one more time, even though I'm a Jet fan.
Were you on Red Zone at that point?
I was.
All right. I love Scott Hansen. I do. But in this respect, and in this only this one time,
yeah,
he sounded like a dork who had never watched football before.
How so?
Oh, my God. The Bucs have the ball, but no timeouts. How are they going to go 93 yards with a minute 50? Hey, Scott, that's Tom Brady on the field playing the Jets. And then he's stunned that they scored with time remaining.
Come on, Scott Hansen.
What are you thinking about? I wanted to throw things at the TV. Once they don't get that first down, you knew the game was over.
Correct.
What was he? He's your guy. Help him.
I don't know that he's my guy. He's too happy and nice.
Yeah, but in that case, he was lost. He was.
He's so overly nice. Like, I think, is he maybe?
I'm sure he is.
Maybe he's miserable at home. Who knows?
And he's thrilled to be at work.
Maybe.
I'm not saying anything.
And finally, Jerry, my number five fraudulent five team. Team that's been on the list a long time. Dropped out a couple
Chargers.
Times. The Chargers.
Yeah, I figured.
Jerry.
They played well Sunday.
They got to beat the Raiders.
Yeah.
Sunday night football. Gio made a great point yesterday. Here's a game where you win and you're in, you lose, you're out. Chargers, yeah. Raiders, AFC West. You can put that on at night where no one, like.
But the ratings don't. See, this is where it's wrong.
Sleep.
We have to go to sleep.
Oh, not the rest.
The ratings will show you that the Sunday night ratings are big.
But wouldn't a Sunday afternoon rating, the late window, be a huge?
It could be, but it'd be bigger in New York than it would in California, though.
Oh, right.
You know, I mean, that's a big part. I understand that we go to bed early. Most of society doesn't. Going to bed, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
And not the first couple of days you were off. Were you up till 10, 10:30?
Yes.
Most of society's up till 11 p.m.
Yeah, I was up till 11 p.m. some nights.
Right. So the idea that they put the game on Sunday night makes total sense to me. I thought, actually, it was like the only part of the show I heard yesterday was in the car. I'm like,
yeah.
I was surprised he was doing that. Mm. Because actually, it's easier for everybody to watch that game because you don't have anything else to watch.
I suppose that's true.
I mean, with all the games on Sunday, and if I pull up the four, because there's a bunch of games at 4:25, as you know, and those are good games as well, right? Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would agree with that. Wait till we get to cool games this Friday. It's going to be something else.
Would Raiders NFL week?
Raiders?
Yeah. Why does this not work? Why does nothing work here?
While you're doing that, Jerry, I'll just recap my fraudulent five teams I'm currently rooting for. Cardinals, Cowboys, Bengals, Bucks, Chargers.
There you go for week 18.
Fraud!
Right, so instead of a standalone
Fugazi
game.
Or not Fugazi.
If you had Raiders Chargers Sunday at 4:25 up against Niners Rams, it's a hell of a game right there. Patriots Dolphins in Miami,
pretty good game. Not a good game. Not a great game. Well, I mean, all right, those two. Well, you guys, your Cardinals are playing, but they're playing the Seahawks.
Right.
My point is, there's other games you're going to be focused in on. Would you be locked in on Chargers Raiders?
No.
You wouldn't. Now you have no choice if you're interested but to watch it Sunday night. I think Sunday Night Football, isn't that the highest rated TV show of the week?
Probably.
So that's kind of why.
That's the reasoning.
That's why they do
all
it.
All right.
Get more eyeballs on the game.
Plus, we'll have one in that last game of the night, one final playoff position. We won't know all of the who plays who in the AFC, right?
That's true. NFC will be decided by then.
Yeah.
The AFC will not be.
Hmm.
So, anyway.
Last night, Jerry, the Steelers beat the Browns in Ben Roethlisberger's final game at Heinz Field.
Yeah.
He did, I guess he did a lap around the field afterwards. I think he got on a horse like Wade Boggs
Wade
did.
Boggs.
Yep, and he rode all around the stadium. Now, I did see on Twitter, as you will see these things on Twitter, the Monday Night Football crew getting a little criticism for the way they referred to Ben Roethlisberger's sexual assault allegations.
Right.
Calling them, quote, immature. Some people thought, well, you can't use the word immature to reference a sexual assault.
I think here's the problem, though.
Yeah.
He was never charged, was he?
Correct.
So if he was never charged with anything, I mean...
Never charged with a crime.
And I'm not saying he did or he didn't do it. I don't know. You don't know. None of us were there. But he wasn't charged. Like, I thought innocent until proven guilty. And that's after you're charged.
After you're charged, yes.
So I don't... How are you supposed to refer to it?
Yeah, I guess the problem with the Ben Roethlisberger situation is it was two different incidents over the immature part of
his
early
career.
There
were two. I remember the one that was talked about in the restaurant or the bar. There was two of them?
Yeah, so there was one in the bar bathroom.
That's the one I remember.
And then there was another one about some girl he went on a date with.
Really? Oh, I didn't, yeah. That one I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't remember that one either, but... I did read up on that one as well. So I guess there were two things.
All right. Well, when you say they're taking a flag, what does that mean?
Like, people are like, how dare this Monday Night Football crew call a rape allegation immature?
Right.
Mainly Brian Griese got yelled at.
Oh, okay. He's the one that said it?
He's the one who said it. He said, Ben was immature at times. He made mistakes. And this fan base loves him and will always support him.
Well, I think they've shown that over the last how many years?
Many years, yeah, yes.
Exactly right.
That is true. Now, I did see that Jadeveon Clowney was penalized for he tackled Chase Claypool, ripped his shoe off, and threw it.
You can't do that, right?
Which is awesome.
I think it's funny.
I do like sometimes that you'll see when guys... when a guy tackles somebody and they have their foot at the end, they just kind of like throw their foot
yes,
in disgust.
Pretty
Get
much.
Out of here.
God forbid they hurt them.
Get that foot out of here. And TJ Watt had four sacks last night.
How about that?
I was thinking about that.
That guy's tremendous.
There are guys that start every game on defense that don't get four sacks in a season.
Yes. 100%.
Four last night.
Yeah. Well, I've always said this to you. It's you talk about being an offensive tackle or a guard or mostly a tackle. It's such a thankless job because if you've got 60 snaps, and let's say 40 dropbacks for the quarterback, which is not a crazy number anymore. Let's say 40 pass attempts. If you block your guy beautifully 37 times and he beats you three, you had a horrible day. How is that fair? Right?
Doesn't seem fair.
It doesn't. So TJ Watt had four sacks, which meant on the other 30 dropbacks, nothing. But what a night. It is crazy, isn't it?
That is weird, yeah.
Yep. That's how we look at it, though.
Yeah.
So, but you're right. I mean, there are guys that can get 2-3 sacks in a game, and other guys will have 3-4 sacks for a season.
Yes.
And then get paid based on having a good year because he had 6 sacks
and he goes
17 games.
He goes into the GM office. You do know I had 6 sacks last year, right?
Yeah. Great. Oh, let's give you $12 million a year.
Such did I don't even know. Did Baker Mayfield play last
night? He did.
Now, he's supposedly having shoulder surgery and is not going to play
week 18, correct.
Do you think at any point Baker Mayfield went in the huddle and was like, who's blocking TJ Watt?
I don't. Do I think it's possible? Yes. Do I think he did that? No. But then again, who the hell knows? All right, we're going to take a break. We're running late here. 5:38. We've got Boomer and Geo coming up at the top. We've got lots to do right here on the Fan. Don't go away.
Ah.
All right, coming up on a quarter to six, we're that close to another edition of the Boomer and Geo program. We have been all over the map ourselves. We even talked basketball today. Holy moly. Al's That's been right. on top of things.
Oh, yeah, Jerry. I'm all talking about basketball. Antonio Brown took a little criticism, not only from the media all day yesterday, but Jerry, but a former NFL player took to Twitter a video. To,
all right, let me see if I can guess. Former player.
Former NFL player.
Jack Ham.
Jack Ham. I don't think Jack Ham is on Twitter. It was not Jack Ham.
Not Jack Ham. Okay.
Former Buffalo Bill.
Oh, I know. Jim Kelly.
No, Jerry.
No, not Jim Kelly.
No.
Thurman Thomas.
Also played with the Niners, I believe. O.J. Simpson.
Who cares?
Well, he called Antonio Brown's actions inexcusable. Also inexcusable. Hilarious. Double murder, they said.
He didn't do it, Al.
Like, why didn't... Antonio Brown should have came out with a video of this and go, you killed two people.
Yes, he should
have. This is AB.
Maybe he still will.
Yes, I took my shirt off and quit in the middle of the game. Who cares?
Right. It's stupid. It's football. What difference
does
it make?
You murdered two people.
Yeah, listen... I know. And it's still, he's got hundreds of thousands of followers, doesn't
yes.
he?
I refuse to follow him.
Well, how good for you. How nice of you.
But I do report on all of his tweets as soon
well,
as I
Well, because this
them.
Is of the land of the absurd.
Yeah, it's a, yes, it's very absurd.
O.J. Simpson, I want to see. How many Twitter followers do you think?
250. 250,000, I'm going to say.
Okay, let's see. I can't find it. Okay. Hmm. Well, whatever. It
the
re- what it
it's the real killer.
Yeah, no, I got, let's, no, 900,000.
Wow, he's almost at a million.
Yeah, he is.
Million followers.
He's at 899,000.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, and a video that came with it, too.
Yes, he did a video that it's inexcusable.
I tell you, he looks good.
He does look good.
For a guy that you would have thought would have been so stressed out. Oh, he.
Right.
You know why it's okay? He also did a video with a tribute to Betty White.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was another story that came out, is that O.J. said that his cats used to run away to Betty White's house. And Betty White would call. This is before he killed two people.
Oh, okay.
Because otherwise Betty White would be like, I can't call over. They'll come over and stab me. That he would his cats would go to Betty White's house because she was so nice that the cats were attracted to her.
I didn't realize they live so close.
She would have to call. Oh, yes.
How about that?
Yes. Close enough to hear screams, they said.
Oh, gosh.
That's how close they were, their homes.
Okay.
Two Chicago Blackhawks players had their luxury vehicle stolen. They
this is something.
They valet parked them in Chicago, where evidently a car people are stealing cars from valet parkers.
So the valet guys
the
take
valet
the car.
Guys take the car.
They drive it to the lot, and then they basically get held up, and the car's well, gone.
Or, like, the guys come up, and they want the keys to the best cars, and then they go steal them.
I guess if they know where the parking lot is, I guess it's easy to do. And plus, with the fob now, it's easy to find the car of the key you have. Just beep it.
So they had a Porsche stolen and another luxury car. I hate valet parking.
I know you do. You don't like anybody sitting in your stuff.
Yeah. I have no luxury car.
But you still don't want them in your car.
I don't want someone in my car. Especially if... Now, it's one thing in Manhattan sometimes, like if you're going to a restaurant and the restaurant has like a valet parker right in front, you go, okay, I understand that. But these restaurants in New Jersey and Long Island...
Where there's a gigantic parking lot available. And I like they make it mandatory, some of them. I know.
Now, that's the one... That was the only good thing that COVID brought. Is most places either eliminated the valet parking. They all eliminated it for a while.
Yep.
But even if they brought it back, it's not mandatory now.
Yeah, and it can't be.
Yes.
It's like the handshake. It's
back,
but not everybody does it.
Right, and if you want to do a fist bump instead, it's acceptable.
100%. Yes. Although there have been a couple of people like, come on.
I'm like, my
hand. No. Sorry.
I'm not shaking your hand.
I'm good.
Then I saw this morning came out, Titans Bud Dupree. I don't know what position he plays.
A linebacker.
I feel like I've heard of him.
He used to be on the Steelers.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Bud Dupree and his friends are wanted for questioning.
What did he do now?
After getting into an altercation with Walgreens employees.
Oh.
Okay. Evidently, Walgreens employees started filming Mr. Bud Dupree and his friends, and I guess they asked them to stop, and the dude kept filming. And a brouhaha ensued.
Was it really a brouhaha, or was it just arguing?
Supposedly, this Walgreens employee has a cut on his head, but something tells me if they really wanted to beat him up, that he wouldn't have just a cut on his head.
No, he'd be thrown through the window.
Right. Or, like, pummeled by all these guys. So maybe there was just, like, the guy was in his face and he pushed him out of the way, and the guy claims he would...
Or smacked the camera out of his hand or something.
Yeah, I don't know whose side I'm on yet with this one.
Man.
But you got to turn
yourself
in. There's
got to be video footage.
I mean, all of those
places have them.
You can't, if you're a Walgreens employee, film somebody comes in the store.
I completely agree with you. Even if you're going to snap a picture, make it quick.
Yeah, and it's not like it was Brad Pitt or somebody. Bud Dupree.
And that don't impress you much.
It's not that impressive where you'd have to like risk your job to get a photo of Bud Dupree and his friends.
I agree with you.
First of all, I wouldn't even know what Bud Dupree looked like when he came in with his friends.
You barely know what Ben Roethlisberger looks like.
And he's been in this league a number of years. He's got a beard.
You're too funny.
I feel like I wouldn't know half of the NFL players if they come rolling into my store.
Well, but that's the whole thing with the NFL with the helmet on. Correct. You know the jersey. And I think it's gotten better.
Yeah.
Because of social media and stuff. Like, you would know Saquon Barkley if you walked in.
Yes.
You've seen his face enough.
No, but I'm talking about, like, defensive guys that aren't incredibly dominant.
Right. Well, but you could say that about everybody. I mean, I gave you the, you know, 17th guy on the Met roster. You wouldn't know him if you walked in.
I'll give you an example. The guy on the Jets that everyone loves now, this Berrios.
Yeah,
I have no idea what this guy
looks like. I agree. You've never seen him without his helmet on.
Never seen him.
Yeah.
Even though I know he even has a supermodel girlfriend, and I feel like I should have seen him, but if he was down the hall,
you would think he was cutting tape for the network.
I have no idea who he is.
I know. Hey, Anthony, you training this guy today? No, he's a guest with DA in studio at 6 o'clock.
I think that guy's going to be a celebrity star.
He might. He keeps playing games like he did,
but I feel like it's not going to be here.
Why?
I don't know.
The Jets are smart. They got a good guy. Keep him.
Yeah. I hope so.
He's
going to
demand $30 million a year?
Yes.
Let's relax.
I demand $30
million. Yeah, I don't know about that.
What's his first name?
Braxton.
I'm Braxton Berrios. Where did he come from?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he's fast as lightning.
Yeah.
And he can catch the ball. He's a tough guy. I like him.
I like him as well.
I like him. That was a big part of why they played so well on Sunday.
Yeah.
He made big play after big play. It was actually a fun game. Shame they blew it. But
what did you make of these former Jet players on SNY trashing the quarterback? That's my quarterback.
I would say
for me
to have an opinion, I would have needed to have seen it.
Okay, so it was Bart Scott. It was Willie Colon.
They were trashing Zach Wilson for what?
But they said he was a selfish player because he took that 2-yard quarterback sneak because he wanted to get the accolades of...
Craig and
Evan had Willie Colon on yesterday.
Okay.
And he said, listen, we're paid to give opinions in the moment as though we felt.
Yeah, then you got to say it.
Right, and we got to say it.
I don't think anybody would have a problem with that.
We played the game. We're defensive guys.
Yeah.
We're proud of being a Jet. And Evan kept pressing him on, to say Zach Wilson is a selfish player means you know something more than you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said something like, I do, and then moved on, and they didn't press him on it after that. But afterwards, Evan was like, you know, I should have pushed him more on that. He did say he knew something more.
Then I would, yes, you have to continue that conversation.
How about that?
How about that?
But I thought Evan was pretty good. Evan was like...
It's sports. Evan's good.
Evan was giving it to Willie Colon.
Evan's very good with sports. You know that. And his interviews.
Well, he's mean to some interviewers
sometimes.
Yes,
he is. He's been doing it a long time.
Luis Rojas.
That guy.
Very
He's now
rude.
With the Yankees. How about that?
Oh, right. He's a third base coach.
Yes. What happened when you were away? Got finalized.
It got finalized.
Finalized.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That is so great to go from being a manager and all that responsibility, a third base coach. Man,
you would want to go from a head coach to a quarterback's coach.
I would be so looking forward to the season if I was him. Like,
just chill out.
Chill out. It's still good money. I'm sure it's not what he was making.
Now, Phil Nevin got fired for making a couple of wrong decisions. So it's not as first base coach easier than third base coach.
See,
first base coach is basically. get your signs, give me your batting gloves.
But I feel like you're responsible for sending a guy to stretch a single into a double.
Not really. I don't even think the players look at the first base coach.
Really?
Because everything's in front of you. I think that's what you think you're going to do. As opposed to third base coach, everything's behind you. And you're relying on the third base coach. Much different.
And you would know that from being a...
I would know that.
Albeit in Little League.
Albeit.
But still the same visions.
It is the same. We have to take a break. Coming up on 6 o'clock, we've got Boomer and Geo coming up at the top right now on Odyssey Sports Minute. Amy Lawrence, take it away.
I'm Amy Lawrence with an Odyssey Sports Minute. Yes, Monday belonged to Big Ben. All the fanfare and celebration to mark his final home game in a Steelers uniform. But the star of the win over the Browns was T.J. Watt. 4 sacks in typical wrecking ball fashion. Now he sits on 21.5 sacks for the year, just one shy of the single season record set by Michael Strahan in 2001. And T.J.'s got one game left to claim the record for his own. I'm Amy Lawrence.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Tonight, it's the premiere of two new comedies on NBC.
First, the comedy critics are calling the next The Office.
American Auto, starring SNL's Anna Gasteyer.
What are you doing to my car?
I'm stealing your hubcaps. It's fine. I'm the new CEO.
Then it's Grand Crew.
The comedy critics rave is this generation's Friends.
I'm going to ask Alicia to marry me.
What? Seriously, dude? I've had almond milk in my fridge longer than you've been with Alicia.
American Auto and Grand Crew.
Premiere tonight on NBC.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Guys, it's Ricky Ricardo here for Super Jeweler. Have you heard that jewelry stores want you to spend 3 months' salary on your engagement ring? Are they crazy? And some stores want to sell you a worthless laboratory-grown diamond? Forget that. You gotta check out SuperJeweler.com. Real diamonds, amazing prices, and a lifetime guarantee. You will crush it, and your fiancé will be five-star happy. Engagement rings from SuperJeweler.com. SuperJeweler.com.
Not just any jeweler, Super Jeweler.
Command the season in one of Kia's reliable, cold-conquering models. Tis the season to drive away in our all-wheel drive, winter-ready lineup. Visit Kia.com to learn more.
Be part of the show. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, welcome back. Steelers won last night. Nets lost again. The Knicks tonight take on the Pacers, and the Rangers won as they continue to play good hockey. Devils tonight.
Heard from a handful of teams yesterday about whether they're resting starters, you know, this Week 18 situation.
Yeah.
The Packers say they're playing their guys against Detroit. Bruce Arians says he's not resting players.
Yeah.
And your Cowboys said that they're not resting.
Well,
players.
Aren't seedings, can't the seedings still change a little bit?
I suppose so. Yeah.
So you kind of have to play.
I don't know. People are saying, like, it doesn't matter if you're not getting a bye. Eh.
Well, I mean, it depends on who you're playing.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, and I wouldn't mind seeing it, Cowboys are right as of now would play the Cardinals 4-5. I don't know if that could change this weekend, though.
Yeah, looking at the playoffs and the teams that are in, the one that seems undeserving, Eagles.
Undeserving to be in?
Yeah, just...
They've had a weird season. They've played really good at times, and other times they've looked like a bad team.
There's always a team like that, though, that gets that wild card.
Yeah.
That's just...
They had a good win in Washington, though. I mean, they were down 16-3 in that game.
Yeah.
And they come back and win. I mean,
I was reading in, I think it was the Awful Announcing sports blog, that the Eagles radio team did the game from a different location.
Yeah.
Not because of COVID, but they said...
It's a terrible place to do a game.
They said the place is a dump.
Well, it is.
Washington.
And it's a horrible place to do the game. But, you know, it's funny. It was Merrill Reese didn't say that. Ricky Ricardo said that.
What?
Ricky Ricardo, on his show on WIP on Saturday, made reference that they weren't traveling with the team because in the past, Merrill Reese says the place is a dump.
Oh, okay.
I thought it came out during the broadcast.
Yes.
No.
That's what this article even made it look like. It said, Merrill Reese and who's the other guy? Mike Quick?
Know. Mike Quick? Okay.
Yeah.
No, Ricky Ricardo said it on Saturday on WIP.
Ricky Ricardo, a shock jock.
How about that? Yes.
How about
now,
that?
Now, that said,
he's stirring it up down there.
I can go back to when Kevin Burkhardt started doing games for Compass Media Networks and I was doing pregame and postgame. I remember his first game, he texted me, he goes, I can't see the field. Because the broadcast crews, at least not all of them, but at least the road teams and some of the national guys, are in the middle of the end zone, in the back of the end zone. So you have no idea if a guy runs for 5 yards, 15, or none. And it's really difficult to do a game.
It's also weird to watch a Washington Nationals game on SNY. They have the cameras so high
up. Well, that's where the broadcast teams are.
They're
above the crowd.
Yes.
And that's where Gary Cohen many times says, oh, we're going to Washington next weekend. Bring your binoculars.
So it seems like Washington has no idea what they're...
They have no respect for the broadcasters.
No respect.
None. None, none, none.
Those fat cats down in Washington.
How about that? Now, I believe in the NBA there's a rule. I could be wrong about this. I believe if the home team announcers are sitting courtside, the road team announcers have to sit courtside. And if there's only room for one, the road team broadcasters get the better spot.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm almost certain that's an NBA rule. Could be wrong, but I feel like I've heard that.
Sounds good.
Because I know at Barclays Center, Carino and Capstra are in the crowd, in a broadcast area in the crowd.
I was there for a couple games when
Boomer and Craig did it.
Yeah.
Right.
And yeah, it's weird. You're right there.
Right.
If someone just wants to yell at you.
Correct.
WFAN and WFAN-FM and HD1, New York.
An Odyssey station.